And so this is showing you how to do that. For each group, you calculate a weighted mean effect size. For each group, you translate that into the effect size. And now you can talk about how the effect size for math is about 0.44, the effect size for science is negative 0.14. Got to go try and figure out why. You then calculate for each group the simple or the standard error of the mean effect size, and that gives you z-tests, and if you want, confidence intervals. And so now we can say that there's a, you know what I could have done? I could have calculated the p-value for that z-test. I didn't think of that. I'll go back and put that in. We have a significant effect size. This effect size is significantly larger than zero for math. Look at this z-test, that's less than 1.96. And so for studies that use science, we do not have evidence that the effect size is different from zero.
Can you say that?
Yeah. What we've done is we've just sorted it into two groups, right? Mm-hmm. Now we're asking for each group, is the best guess from the aggregated effect size different from zero? So we have our effect size, the standard error of the effect size, their ratio is a z-test. Z is bigger than 1.96. Since the z-test is bigger than 1.96, the meta-analysis effect size for math is significantly different from zero. There is a training effect if you use math as your stimulus and your task. However, if you use science as your stimulus and your task, that p-value is the t-test is not significantly different from zero. And we would conclude that for science as your stimulus and task, there is no training effect. Make sense? And if you had three groups, you could look at three groups. If you had six groups arranged in a factorial, you can do, as it says, ta-da, whatever you want. And I just wanted to show you what it looks like to be doing these things simultaneously for subgroups instead of all for one group at the same time. It's all the same formula.